You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Next up, there is a mystery to be solved with New Zealand's copper butterfly species, and the Butterfly Discovery Project has been established to find out and fund a PhD student to solve it. This morning, I spoke to a leader of the project, Angela Moon-Jones, and started by asking for an explanation of that mystery.
Well, the Butterfly Discovery Project hopes to uncover the mystery of how many different copper butterfly species we actually have in New Zealand. The mystery goes back to Cook's Endeavour voyage when historical mistakes were made and specimens misplaced. It appears that the butterflies that had been collected from New Zealand were actually sold to a specimen trader on arrival back in London. And only a painting by William Jones in 1775 of one of our copper butterflies, which is known as an iconotype, was used to identify the butterfly, and so no original specimen has ever been located. So we can't even do a DNA test on the original specimen brought to London. So the end result is that most of our copper butterflies have been grouped together as just common coppers or Lichena siliceus, when there may be up to 20 or more species exclusive to New Zealand. So to give you an example, my name is Angela and I have red hair and blue eyes, and your name is Stella, and let's say you have blonde hair and hazel eyes. But because we haven't been identified through DNA testing, and our habitat hasn't been studied, we are simply known as common humans. So how would you feel about being nameless?
Why do we need to name species in order to save them from extinction?
Because only then can they be included in our National Conservation Program with DOC. Some of our butterflies are on the edge of extinction now, or are extinct already, unfortunately. And that's why we launched the Butterfly Discovery Project, because it's super important to scientifically name and identify our species. This is called taxonomy. So just to get a bit technical now with science, taxonomy is the science of discovering, classifying and naming organisms so that we can better understand them and restore their habitats. For example, the Dutch New Zealand naturalist Ruud Kleinpaast says that if we can't identify our butterflies, how can we save them from extinction? Also, to quote Sir David Attenborough, who is the president of Britain's Butterfly Conservation Trust, we cannot properly grasp or understand the natural world without this taxonomic system. I depend on the work of these scientists. And he explained that in our very own Royal Society's plan called Discovering Biodiversity. And it's a decadal plan for taxonomy and biosystematics in Australia and New Zealand for 2018 through to 2027. Unfortunately, there doesn't seem to be much funding or support behind this important report from the Royal Society.
So what holes in our funding system for scientific endeavours exist that mean projects like yours aren't actually supported?
We had no choice but to launch a Give a Little page for the Butterfly Discovery Project because, in my experience so far, the funding model in New Zealand is more likely to fund shorter-term, smaller-scale projects. And this project will take around 3 years to complete. The New Zealand science system is almost uniquely global. Is almost unique globally because its funding operates as a recovery model to cover salaries of science specialists as well as overheads such as DNA and lab costs. So we have to raise funds to pay for the entire cost of the project.
So what is your organisation's plan to get around this funding hole?
Well, we aim to raise $130,000 through our Give a Little page for the Butterfly Discovery Project in order to fund a PhD student to begin this project. We need as many people as possible to donate to show future funders that there is enough interest, and our PhD student will then be able to apply for more funding once the project begins. It's a bit of a chicken and egg situation. And the great news is that the Moths and Butterflies of New Zealand Trust have just announced that they will match all donations going forward to up to $5,000. So if people donate now, your donation will be doubled. $5 will become $10. And we have already raised over $4,500 through Give a Little, plus we have a pledge of $50,000 from Dr. George Kibbs as seed money in memory of his grandfather, renowned entomologist G.B. Hudson. So we're almost halfway already.
Fantastic. And who's on the team? What's the plan for the project?
Well, our team includes prominent entomology scientists such as Dr. Robert Hoare and Dr. Thomas Buckley, and they'll be supervising the PhD student. And then we have the backing of the Moths and the Butterflies Trust of New Zealand. We also have Ruud Kleinpaast on board and a group of butterfly enthusiasts and experts, along with volunteers such as myself and my husband.
Amazing. And how can people get involved or help?
Well, if you love butterflies, help save them. Look for our Butterfly Discovery Project on Give a Little and on Facebook too to follow us, or look up our website on www.nzbutterflies.org.nz and look for our project. All donations are welcome, and even $5 will make a huge difference right now, as it will be doubled.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.